Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Mem Beis, Chapter 42, Thirst. Rashi, on the very first Perek of Tehillim, brings down that Tehillim actually had 10 different composers, 10 different people who contributed to Tehillim. David HaMelech contributed the overwhelming majority of Tehillim, and so the Sefer is overall attributed to him. This parak begins Sefer Sheni, the second book of Tehillim, and it's interesting to know that Tehillim is broken up in three different ways. The first is that there are five books of Tehillim, similar to the five books of Torah. Second, Tehillim is also divided into seven sections, corresponding to the 7 days of the week. And the third, another way Tehillim is divided, is into 30 sections, corresponding to each day of the month. This last division is a great method for anyone who wants to become more of a regular Tehillim sayer, because the chunks of Tehillim, if you follow the 30-day calendar, usually takes 10 minutes or less a day to say. The first Sefer of Tehillim is attributed entirely to David HaMelech. This Perek and the following seven Prakim, which begin the second Sefer, are attributed to the sons of Korach. There are different opinions if these were Korach's actual sons who did tshuva on their descent down into the miraculous pit that Hashem created to swallow them, or if they are much later descendants of Korach, who lived at the time of David HaMelech. Let's take a look. Thirst. The need to drink is one of the most basic human needs to survive. After breathing, drinking is typically the first thing that a baby does once they come into this world. We can live without many things in life, but we can't go very long without liquid. When someone is thirsty, they feel they have a deep desire, a deep yearning, a deep need for liquid. Water nourishes every cell of the body. Without water, we quickly become weak, and after just a few days without water, a person will die. Water is critical to life. Pasuk Beis, Ka'ayal ta'arog alafike moyim, ke nafshi ta'arog elacha elokim. Like a deer yearns for streams of water, so too does my soul yearn for you, Hashem. Pasuk Gimel, Tzama nafshi lelokim, my soul tzama, it thirsts for you, Hashem. Just like our bodies need water for physical strength, for nourishment, literally for physical life, the essence of each of us, our neshama, our souls, needs connection to Hashem. It's not enough for us to care just for our bodies. People can have every physical desire and comfort possible, and they're miserable, sad, depressed, disconnected. Why? Because it's not just the physical body that needs nourishment. The neshama is thirsty. It is yearning for connection to Hashem. And so, my friends, let's make sure that we always work to keep our neshamas, quote-unquote, well-hydrated and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150. 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Thank you, Rena Glasser, for today's musical accompaniment.